Hello, this is Dindria Barrow from the Community Archive Center at Salishan Story Fest, and I am with
Carl Hoseth.
Hello, Carl. Good to meet you. We are going to go through the prompts here, so I'm going to start with number one. What does this neighborhood mean to you?
Well, I have been honored to be named the Lincoln High School principal and just started here this last July. So what the neighborhood means to me is something different a little bit right now, where I'm just thrilled to be able to be connected to the East Side and Salishan and students that are going to be attending Lincoln High School from Salishan. But when I think back to 30 years ago when I was attending PLU in the early 90s, I did some volunteering at Lister and McElvey and just loved the opportunity to connect with students at the elementary and middle school level at that time, before First Creek, it was named First Creek. And so I've always had a real special place in my heart for the community here at Salishan, but now just am thrilled that I have an opportunity to be able to be connected through the high school at Lincoln.
Right on. Welcome. I'm so excited to meet you. Right on.
It's nice to meet you, too.
How has this neighborhood shaped you to be who you are?
So when I think back to the early 90s, I think back to the community, the tight-knit community here at Salishan, and that is something that I really value. I value in public education is building community and finding ways to find our commonalities within the school and within the overarching community around the school. I loved seeing the grit and the determination of all the students when I was at Lister and McElvey. And then in just a couple minutes, I think sharing a little bit of a story about the old East Side Neighborhood Center and just the different connections here in this part of Tacoma has been something that I think has really shaped what I want to be and what I want to be as a school leader.
All right. Please share a story about life in Salishan.
So I grew up in Parkland, and I had some friends that just wanted different opportunities to play basketball at different times. And so the old East Side Neighborhood Center, they were offering late night hoops on Friday nights. And the man that was running it, his name is Mike Bradley. And it was just, you want to come, you want to play basketball, it's going to be open from this time to this time on Fridays and Saturday nights. And so a group of friends from Parkland and Spanaway, we would come out here and play, and it was, we were welcomed in, you know, as part of the community, and so it felt good to be welcomed like that, but also just given other things to do on Friday nights. And so that was a real big deal to me. And then when I went to college, I wanted to keep doing it. So I wasn't going with my friends from Parkland, but I just show up and play. I think they kind of wanted it to be like 21 and under, you know, so I had a little bit of a cap on that. But it was just a wonderful experience. And so I asked Mike Bradley if he would be interviewed by me for a class that I was taking at college at PLU. And he shared about all the data of just providing different opportunities for people on Friday nights and Saturday nights and how it just gives them a positive outlet. And so he agreed to be interviewed. And unfortunately, the first time I had on my old VHS camera, I didn't press record. And so I got it all orally, and then it helped for like a little bit of a paper. But then when I shared with him that it didn't record, he graciously allowed a second interview, you know, like about a week later. But I guess thinking back to that, it just was really, you know, I just like what the vision of, hey, let's do some other things here that can provide a positive outlook for young people in the community and provided another way to just kind of build that sense of continuity and community. And so I was very thankful for that. And I always think back to Mike Bradley and how he helped me, not once, but twice.
Yes. Thank you so much, Carl. Excellent story.
Thank you. I appreciate it.